Key three for conversationality on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Hi, how you doing? How's your back for spots? Bit of a UK saying. I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for the loan of your ears today as we talk about another way to sound much more natural with your voice in your presentation style. And we've spoken about knowing your audience before, but we're just going to spend a few moments on doing it again today, because whether it's a news bulletin for a radio station or a YouTube video or a voiceover, you need to know who you're talking to. We've already seen how we change our voice, tone, language, speed, everything when we speak to different people in our everyday life. We looked at that several weeks ago. So we need to do it with a script as well. Your tone and style will need to change, so there's no relationship disconnect. You want to sound appropriate, not be perceived as patronising or too deferential, you know, one thing or the other, or too unfeeling, too emotional, perhaps. You won't engage your audience if you don't know who your audience is. That's from the writing, so the angle and the words, to the presentation, things like speed and tone and so on. And over time, you'll become adept at adapting to different styles and formats and audiences and stations, which obviously is a great skill to have, because that means perhaps you can freelance, you can step into any role, you could be a freelance scriptwriter or a freelance presenter and so on, and you're increasing your chances. So it's okay to imagine you're talking to a friend, but not if that friend has no interest in what you're talking about. Yeah? So there's no point talking about car maintenance and what goes on under the bonnet and picturing a friend, because you've heard, you've got to picture a friend in your mind while you're reading a script and picturing the friend who doesn't care a whatever about car maintenance, because they're much more interested in poetry and home decorating. Yeah, you're not going to be able to forge that connection in your mind and forge that connection in your voice either. So you need to imagine someone for whom the content is appropriate, someone who will listen, someone who will respond, someone who will react and act on the message that you're trying to get over to them. Not tell them about, you're trying to get it over to them. It's called communication. And conversational communication is what we're talking about on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Tomorrow, we continue with talking one-to-one from London. I'm Peter Stewart.